Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Today, we're going to talk about the four reasons why you should ever fund an annuity, because there's really only four reasons. In all transparency, I stole this acronym, whichever one it is, from Stan the Annuity Man. And maybe he came up with it, maybe he heard it from somewhere else, but the word is pill. And that word represents the only four reasons why anybody ever funds an annuity. The P in pill stands for principal protection. This can be done using either fixed indexed annuities or multi-year guaranteed annuities. Both of these types of annuities will protect the principal from ever being lost due to market downturns. The I in pill stands for income for life. This can be accomplished with fixed indexed annuities that have income riders. This can be done with a SPIA or a DIA. A SPIA is single premium immediate annuity. A DIA is the same thing, only deferred income annuity, meaning you're going to wait for at least 1 year to activate the income. The L, the first L, is legacy. This is money you want to leave behind to family or charity or some sort of beneficiary. And this normally can be accomplished the best ways with life insurance. But if you do not qualify for life insurance, then we would be looking at an annuity such as a fixed indexed annuity that comes with a bonus directly towards the accumulation value / death benefit. And there's other types of fixed indexed annuities that actually have a guaranteed increase towards the death benefit every year. Those normally have a fee with them, so you got to keep that in mind. And some of them will only guarantee that increase for, I think, maybe like 15 years. And of course, there are caps on age to where you can actually fund these types of annuities. Normally, the cutoff is between 80 to 83. Some of them even go up to age 85. The last L in pill stands for long-term care. And again, this could be accomplished with a fixed indexed annuity or some type of deferred income annuity that you would just start the income at some sort of future date. But ideally, it would be done with an asset-based long-term care annuity. And I have a whole section on my website that talks about those type of long-term care products. All you have to do is go to atlasannuity.com, click on the long-term care tab, and you'll see all these different videos pop up about long-term care. It's a great resource to use. However, I kind of want to stick on that first L in the acronym PILL for guaranteed lifetime income, because I want to ask you a question. Are you prepared to live past the age 115? That may sound completely insane to a lot of you, but I stumbled across some very interesting information here. A 2016 study published in a leading journal, Nature, claimed that we have a maximum limit on our lifespan. Researchers analyzed data from around the world and found that survival declined after age 100. Then using this demographic data, they pinned 115 years as the natural limit for human aging. As they point out, no one has beaten the record of the world's longest living person since Jeanine Calment, I believe is how you pronounce it. Sorry, Jeanie. Died at age 122 back in 1997. And at the timing of this podcast, the oldest living person is exactly 115, a woman named Ethel Catterham, who lives in the United Kingdom. Of course, this isn't the first time scientists have made a prediction that humans can't live longer than a certain age. If you go back to 1928, a researcher used U.S. life table data to predict that humans around the world could only have a life expectancy of up to 64.75 years. It's kind of laughable today. But at the time, U.S. life expectancy was about 57 years. But what he didn't realize was that this upper limit had already been surpassed in New Zealand by a woman who already had a life expectancy of about 66 years of age, which again seems laughable, but this is about 100 years ago. Then in 1990, another researcher asserted that maximum life expectancy shouldn't exceed 85, but Japanese women passed this level in 1996. In fact, according to a research article in Science magazine, the typical maximum life expectancy prediction has been broken on average 5 years after that publication. And there's been a lot of them. So it's only good for about 5 years, and then it continues to get broken by people living longer. Today, the fastest growing segment of the population in developing countries is folks aged 85 or older. That's according to the National Institute of Health. And experts project this segment will grow more than 350% between the years 2010 and 2050. So people who are 85 living longer, that pool of people is supposed to grow by 350% over a 40-year period. And according to the National Institute on Aging, the number of people who make it past the age of 100 will keep increasing. It expects this number to rise by more than 1,000% from today through 2050. So we will be centennials. This is not going to be an odd thing anymore, because as medical advancements continue, that number could grow even more and even faster, because already life expectancy is increasing by an average of 3 months every single year. It's clear that improvements in the field of medicine already have helped us live longer and healthier lives than going back to like the 1920s. And that's great news in most ways. However, living longer also presents a hidden problem, which is running out of money. Let me switch this up here. Let's see. Stop share. Sorry, guys. Trying to get this teleprompter set up here. So to really drive this point home, I want to give you an analogy. You're driving from California to Las Vegas for the first time, and you're going through that desert stretch of highway. Shit, sorry. I gotta slow this down. Okay. And you're enjoying the beautiful scenery on the way, and you have the nice, cool AC running in your car. But all of a sudden, you see a sign that says you still have 100 miles to go, and the gas range on your dashboard says that you only have 50 miles of fuel left. So what do you do? Because you remember that guy that you asked for directions, he told you there are plenty of stops along the way to get more fuel and not even worry about it, because you have so much fuel already that you're even going to be able to siphon some fuel off to give to your kids for their trip to Vegas. But you quickly realize that person had no real proof that you personally would be able to make it. They just knew that other people before you had made it based on the same amount of gas. And you're 100 miles away with only enough gas to cover 50 miles. What do you do? You probably start to panic. Then maybe you turn your AC off and start watching your speedometer to make sure that you're staying in that eco gas mode, if you have that on your car, to make sure you're getting the best fuel economy. And you're definitely not pulling over and taking any detours to go see something fun that you had always planned to see during this trip. And now, all of a sudden, what was originally a fun and exciting adventure you had planned has become a stressful and very unenjoyable trip that you're just praying to God you can make it through. And most people know how much gas they have, but unfortunately, there are tens of millions of baby boomers today just driving through the desert with no clue if they'll have enough to get them to their final destination, because there is no mileage sign on this highway called life that lets them actually know how much farther they have to go. But what if I told you we could let you take that same trip in a car that has a hybrid engine that will conserve your fuel because the battery allows you to use less while you're driving? But the flip is the gas also powers the engine and recharges the backup batteries. So you're going to get way more mileage out of each tank. And even as a fail-safe, just in case the car does run out of fuel, there's a solar panel on the roof of this car. So even if you burn through all the gas and all the battery power in the day and have to sit tight for the evening, that sun is going to come up like clockwork tomorrow and recharge the battery to keep you moving forward without any worry or hesitation of enjoying the ride while you are on it. And that is exactly what an income annuity does for people in their retirements. It's an endless supply of energy to fuel you through your retirement, no matter how long the trip may be. And I think that's about the best analogy I can come up with to help you understand how important it is to have a renewable source of energy every month to hedge against the unknown longevity that we all will face in this thing called life. So everyone, I hope this information helped you this week, and hopefully you found that analogy interesting. It kind of just popped in my head at some point. If you are new to annuities, really the best way to have an understanding of the most effective way to use them is to watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which you can find just by going to my website at atlasannuity.com and clicking on the videos tab, and you will see that series pop up on the page. If you are already somewhat familiar with annuities and you're wondering if they will be appropriate for your personal situation, the next best step you can take is to book a time to have a short phone call and get your questions answered. You can also do that at atlasannuity.com, which takes you directly to my calendar page, or just click the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page on my website. And if you like this information, you're finding it helpful, please do us a favor, subscribe and like to the YouTube channel and the podcast. Share the information with someone that you think could benefit from hearing it. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me. Again, this has been episode number 75. My name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.